Artist Statement. Audio note. The following artist statement was written by exhibiting artist Teresa Vandermeer Chassé, audio read by exhibitions manager Kay Slater. Artist Statement. Content Warning. This exhibition includes themes of loss, grief, mourning, and substance use. Take care of yourself. As a way to process grief and loss, I have created a literal and metaphorical shelter that has been reclaimed, reconstructed, and revitalized. Having found myself in deep internal conflict following the loss of yet another family member to substance use, I invite you to enter Nisha, our house, to witness the importance of awakening sleeping materials as a method of navigating loss. Through the process of natural materials with my family, I attempt to empower you to witness universal cycles of loss, grief, and mourning. By way of patches, I translate texts I have sent to family members that I have lost to or are currently experiencing substance use disorder. I do not personally experience substance use disorder. I am only a witness and a loved one to many that are experiencing or have experienced substance use disorder. Symbols, colors, and patterns that represent my Upper Tanana, Frisian, and French families and communities are present throughout the tent and act as protection, grounding, and connection. Natural materials were collected and processed collectively as a family and became a daily ritual in my self-growth and grief recovery. Nisha, our house, began while pursuing my Master of Fine Arts at Concordia University under the guidance and influence of my grandma, Marilyn John. The exhibition explores themes of grief, loss, and remembrance. A special sinicho, big thank you, to everyone that has stood by my side as I grieve the recent passings of my grandma, Marilyn John, brother Stuart Chassé, Uncle Patrick Johnny, Uncle Peter Vandermeer, and Cousin Duncan Stephen. Thank you. I have been blessed with an abundance of teachers throughout my life who share with me teachings, memories, stories, and language. This journey would not have been possible without contributors and supporters. Sinicho to my ancestors, my family, my friends, my moose hide, and fish tanning teachers, my Upper Tanana language teachers, and White River First Nation.